Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
yeah,
yo,
yeah,
yo,
yeah.
You know it.
What's going on, homie?
The banquet is coming.
The banquet is here.
The banquet is here.
Yeah,
man, I tell you. 2014 is here. I can almost smell the rubber. I already see stuff going on. People are already talking a little smack. You know, I'm just ready to see something.
I think everybody's feeling that food for the flavor of the goddamn.
Getting ready for it to warm on up. Man, all I can say is, hey, it is what it is. Welcome everybody to the Weak Bitch Tuesday. Keep it real Tuesday. Don't nobody move, don't nobody get hurt Tuesday.
Hey, DJ, I'll tell you why our co-host been. You know we've been missing him for a while.
Man, that motherfucker fired. I ain't studying him. The hell he talking. I wish he would have tried to clock in tonight.
That's how he been on Jimmy Craig for a few days. He been on Jimmy Craig, he on a diet.
Little round motherfucker need to be on the diet. Goddamn roly-poly.
We got to call him tonight. He's up there tonight.
I don't want to fire him on the air like this. Let's call him. Everybody be quiet. Let's call him and fire him. We're going to fire him together.
I mean,
call him up if he ain't already listening. Keep calling them butt naked. Or maybe in the prior room we're doing what they're doing. What's going on, everybody? Y'all got to bear with us a little bit. I'm still at my office trying to lock up and walk away from a few people, but y'all bear with us for a minute. I've seen a little few things on the board last few days that I may or may not talk about here a little bit. Some controversial issues. You know, about who's going to run who in 2014. I guess I kind of started the thread, but wasn't trying to be messy, just trying to get some action, trying to see who want to go, who want to do something. You know, you got guys on 28, guys on 29. I mean, it's just me, but I mean, If you're a bad man on 28, you shouldn't be ducking nobody else on 28. Y'all hold on 1 second.
DJ.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah, we called you up, motherfucker. We get you that to the goddamn axe hammer. Done chop down right down the middle of your goddamn head. You fired, motherfucker. You fired.
You motherfucker missed me,
yo. Yeah, man. Where you been, man? Everybody wanna say, man, golly, man. Look how you just go cut it to the curb. See that? I'm trying to fire you, and then now I'm trying to miss you again like everybody else, motherfucker. Where you been, man?
In this motherfucking truck, man. I'm all over there now, man.
Now, you know damn well you need to be in that truck.
Y'all give me just a couple of minutes. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back on. Over a couple of mics. Hold on.
Man,
I got them babies doing it, but growing and getting bad, boy.
Yeah.
Getting bad. You hear me?
Yeah. What's his name?
Everybody been missing your ass. You been gone. Nobody know where you been.
I've been fucking with the truck, man. I got this motherfucker up and rolling now.
Well, good. Hope you get that bread rolling so we can go down on your ass this year again, goddammit.
Well, we got a surprise for you, motherfucker. Y'all didn't wait to check the box.
I hear you. We're going to be like Goma Pie then, goddammit. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, they already tell me you got a motherfucker look like a goddamn funny car. I don't think you missing a top tier cap on that motherfucker.
I don't think I'm missing the what?
That Tyfura cap with that motherfucker with that belt on it. The only thing you missing, everything else you got, carbon fiber body, Linko, Bruno, everything. God damn.
Man, I don't give a fuck who tell you. I ain't got shit going on. They lying on me. You coming to the bank this weekend, boy?
Nah, I ain't gonna make it.
Okay.
I hate
that you're not gonna be there. Cause, hey, I'm gonna show you how to do it in ATL, boy.
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna make it.
Goddamn,
that's sick.
You don't fuck me up. You don't fuck my weekend up already, Dean. I'm gonna show you how to do it. I'm gonna show you why they call me butt naked. Goddamn it! I'm gonna show you goddamn how to get it in the club.
Oh, man, goddamn, man. Nah, I ain't gonna make it. I got to turn these motherfuckers
here. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, homie. Ain't no complaining. But we're going to go to the board. We got a couple folks with hands up. You see what they're talking about. 312-0684, you're Michael Lyon. Who's speaking with tonight?
Hey, Bud Nugget, tell Mark he's fired, man.
You heard Mark.
Tell him Mr. Larry say he fired. He disappeared on us, but nigga, he disappeared, man. We've been looking for Mark high and low on the rocks everywhere. We can't find Mark, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's going on, Mark? What's going on, man?
Brother, you got it, brother.
Mark, hold on, Mark. You coming to the banquet this weekend, man?
I'm going to tell you, goddamn, whatever clubs you go to, you point that bitch out, I got it.
Oh, there you go. Now, hold on. I got to tell you this now, Mark. He ain't lying. He ain't lying, Mark. Shit. Go to strip club, butt nigga. Yeah, he ain't lying. His name ain't butt nigga for nothing.
I done told him.
DJ.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yes,
fucking bullshit, man. Why y'all didn't give me no formal invitation? What's up, Mark? What up, butt naked? What the fuck are you doing, man? Do I have to come and bomb that motherfucker joint, man, because motherfuckers like a funny name? I wish a motherfucker would. What the fuck going on around here, man? Talk to me, players and pimps and all that other shit. Talk to me, man. I got my motherfucking hat broke. I got my motherfucking skull cap. I got all that shit. I'm laid back on the wall, man. What's going on, baby? Talk to me.
I'm going on, Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie, where you been, brother?
Man, just give me
the... I'm going to ask about you, man.
Hey, what's going on, baby? Hey, long live Big Bopper, baby. What's going on with you? What's going on, man? Just hanging in there, man. How you been, Mark? Hello?
Sound like Mark dropped.
Goddamn. Hey, butt naked.
Yeah.
I'm here, Sweet Willie.
Hey, man, why y'all ain't communicate with me, man? Let me know what's going on, man. Hey, butt naked. I'd have been in that bitch naked with you. Soon as I come through, motherfucker, they're snatching my clothes off, screaming and hollering. What's up?
What? They got to tote me up out that motherfucker when I get there this weekend.
Hey, man, I got some I got some new patented moves I'm going to bust out in the motherfucking club. What you talking about? Man, I got a new motherfucking dance. All that, man. God damn. I'm trying to tell you, man. Bullshit ain't about nothing. But choose upgrades. And for those that don't know, the bull eat the grass and it come out of what? You know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. Man, what's up, y'all? Y'all just chilling, man.
Man, that's all we've been doing, homie. Trying to get ready for this season to kick off.
Man, how you doing with the funny car?
Who got a funny car? That was Maul, see. Maul got that line.
Got that motherfucker. Hey, but nigga, they say you got a motherfucker. Top fuel dragster on 29.
A motherfucker don't care who kill it. A lot of people got them kill it.
That's a rumor, but that's a rumor.
Hey,
that's a rumor now. They say a stealing big ball that can do it, you can do it too, huh?
Man, what's going on?
Hey, if a motherfucker thought enough to sit beside you, man, when you fry that motherfucker up with that alcohol and shit, man, burn the side of your motherfucking door down. Fuck him.
You just burn the side of their door down.
Man, I'm trying to tell you,
Sweet Willie, I got a question for you, Sweet Willie.
And guess what?
What's that?
I got an answer for you, goddammit.
I'm sure you do. Sweet Willie, what kind of car you got, Sweet Willie?
Ooh, baby. Well, damn. Well, I'm gonna keep it funky with you, man. If my pocketbook permits. I'm gonna have one of them cars like everybody else got.
No doors, no cars.
Huh? Pardon me?
What car you saying?
Car like everybody else got.
I asked you that question for a reason. I'm not gonna put out what you got out there or whatever, but I was making reference to you to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know what movie it was when I think it was Wyatt Earp said, "God damn it, I'm coming and hell coming with me."
Yeah, hell damn, coming with me.
I got a whole boy that's coming out with something that boy ain't gonna be nothing nice.
Man, hey, you ain't told no motherfucking lie. I'm coming. I said, he's just like me.
He don't know what reverse is. He get our transmission built at the same place. We build it with no reverse. We don't know how to back up.
ain't no secret. I'm a goddamn fool. Ain't no secret. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, DJ. DJ, I ain't never seen a transmission in that goddamn it. We go all over to the same place. I ain't seen that transmission in that truck. I see everybody shit come through that goddamn door. They must have snuck that one in on me.
Man, it's going to be all right, man. We're going to work this shit out, though. Man.
Yeah, we're going to work it out.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Yep. So just still working with the Camaros, but I'm gonna have something like everybody else too. So that's the plan. Yeah, so if everything work out for me, I'm gonna seal the deal and it's gonna be a beautiful thing. So that's what we're working on.
Okay, that's what we want to know, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm damn so coming. You know,
I'm with you because I know your character.
Yeah, I know
your grudge car. I ain't going to endorse nobody. I don't think going to go. And I know you going to go.
Man, I'm gone. I'm on foot ready to go. I'm ready to go in this motherfucking snow. I'm gone. Hey,
I already know it.
Hey, if I don't ever do a goddamn thing, I'm going to go down trying. Shit.
Shit,
I'm trying to tell you shit. Yeah, I got, you know, one thing for sure, I got all type of shit I got cars I go to the store and I race some motherfuckers in the ball field. I ain't bullshitting. And out there, motherfucker to breathe with it. I got a motherfucking dually out there, motherfucker to breathe with. I'll sit down beside any motherfucking thing. Man, I'm gone. Matter of fact, somebody stop me. Shit.
You know, one other thing, me and but nigga both got to think about is you were one of the main reasons that our show is still on the air. Because and Uncle Larry did that radio song for us. I think Jay Ball's been looking through the archive trying to find it. Well, our ratings were so low, but nobody was listening to us. And y'all had the telestars to say the DJ Grand and Butt Naked Show. Everybody would call this and say, Sweet Willie and Uncle Larry show us a call to show support. So we didn't want y'all to get off there.
Hey,
DJ, they even went down on the west side, got some bombs and all. They had cell phones. They called in on the goddamn show.
Oh, yeah, them government phones. Oh, yeah, them government phones work good, goddamn. We did an email blast through the government phone. Oh yeah. You know, but hey, y'all was gonna be all right, you know, they was just they weren't gonna wipe the show off. They was just pissing in the wind. They weren't gonna do shit.
Hey man, all I can say is we appreciate you, man, and we do this for everybody else, man. It ain't got nothing to, you know. Me and Butt Nigga do this 'cause it's something we wanna do. We, you know, it's not a thing we trying to be paid to do it. We do it 'cause we wanna do it.
It ain't about nothing but fun and kicking it and enjoying ourselves, getting away from everything and everybody that like the fuss and all that other shit, man. That's what it's about. You know, I try to explain. Go ahead, baby.
I'm just gonna say we got one question too tonight. The person that pressed the one button, you answer this question correctly. They get 5 gallons of fuel of their choice. And the question is going to be tonight, what kind of Jerry Curl juice did DJ put in here? How? Anybody got the right answer? They got 5 gallons of fuel of the
that's
show.
That's
I bet nobody win that tonight.
Hey, is it? Hey, DJ, is it S Curl or Leisure Curl?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna keep it real, but I mean, if the first person that see, Butt Nigga got a good thing. Butt Nigga real smart now.
He knows ain't nobody
answer that question.
Don't tell me you put coconut butter in your hair.
Hey man, the goddamn bowl don't look like hell. God damn.
You put cocoa butter in your hair.
No
shave butter.
No, he don't put that in there. Well, let me
okay,
go open up some of
these. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do the curl like the man of juice fuck your collar?
Hey, you see he ain't been driving that Bentley in a while. There ain't gonna drive that juicy all on them seats, goddamn.
Follow the drip. Y'all
hey.
Hold on a second.
All right, well, I'm gonna open up a couple of mics. 706-4218, your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
Hey, man, Butt Naked, I run methanol. I want 5 fucking gallons of it, man.
You,
I know what
you got the answer. You got the answer. You got it.
DJ Harris natural, goddamn it. That's my buddy, and he don't put shit in his goddamn head. So get my goddamn methanol, man.
Now, you got to have a Rayco to win that thing, man.
DJ, Whisper something minutes down there, here, man. You know who this is. DJ.
Hey, it ain't nasty. You might think it's nasty, but it ain't nasty. He naturally bought it, yeah.
It ain't nothing. He don't put shit in there.
He ain't do. I seen it before. I seen it in the truck.
Man, it'll roll with me, man. I take him up there to get his hair cut.
Yeah, I know you do. I know what it is, but I'm telling you, he got some shit that he still slide in it. He got shit that he still slide in it now.
I need my gas, man. You told me to ask a question, but nigga, I answered it. It ain't no S curl. You said okay. Name what type of S curl?
What kind of stuff he put in the head? I ain't said with no head curl.
Okay, you said okay. I thought you were talking about the neck curl shit.
I ain't said what kind. I said what is it that he put in here? What kind of activator he put in there?
Probably that goddamn Ford motor oil here. What's up, Uncle Larry?
Hey, you want to get some goddamn? You want to get some goddamn heavily? He probably stay together.
Yeah. Well, I gave a shot, man. I thought you were gonna bring me some goddamn gas, man. God damn it!
All right, let me go to the Nick call. Appreciate
it,
man.
Good, man.
All right. 773. 3625, you're Michael Lyon. Who's speaking with tonight?
Baby boy. What up,
what's
DJ?
What's going on,
Grant,
baby boy?
What, nigga?
You got it, homie.
Uncle Leroy, what up, baby?
Hey, what up, boy? You already know. What's going on?
Man, look, man. The man put, goddammit, you know I'm a barber, right? The man put, some moisturizer in his hair, some conditioning in his hair, man. That's his hair, man. That's the man hair, man, that you dig. And I just want to say one thing from last night's show, DJ Grant Butt Niggas, y'all was listening, man. That boy Kimo's a dumbass. He's a fucking dumbass. He always get on the show. He always running his motherfucking mouth about somebody else. He always hating on people and all that old shit. It's Black History Month, man. Don't black motherfuckers stick together, man. That's the first thing I want to say far as this show, once the show progresses and things of that nature. Stop hating on the next black man because the next black man, Jay Bonds got Grudge Inc. They doing Grudge Inc. They doing their thing. Don't worry about the going to the track and you have to pay your kind to get in and all this old shit. You ain't no motherfucker. You ain't no motherfucker to be paired up to Uncle Leroy, Tony Vines, or you ain't no motherfucker body, man. Get your weight up. And I felt that was real disrespectful for a dude to come on the show last night with that bullshit.
What happened?
Then he
what
get
happened?
On, Then he get on the show. I don't mean to cut you off, but nigga, the man get on the show and then talking about suck his dick. That show how ignorant we are as a people. It's just black motherfuckers. Just, you know what I'm saying? We grown as all that dough. How you gonna offer a man to suck your dick? You grown as all that dough. You got kids and stuff listening and stuff like that. You gonna offer a man to suck your dick?
Oh,
I didn't hear the show last night. I didn't hear.
I go on mute for a second. What the hell? What?
Baby boy, tell it like it is.
What happened? What you talking about?
I didn't appreciate how the man came on last night, DJ. How he
talking
about?
Kimo
faggot ass.
Oh Lord.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't appreciate that because
I mean I said this earlier. I'm gonna say this. I mean, because me and Kimo are good friends and good buddies. And you know, one thing about me, right is wrong is wrong. And I felt like what he was saying, I was trying to figure out what place was he coming from with what he was saying. I didn't understand. I really didn't agree with some of the stuff he was saying. But I got a call today and said it was kind of related to something else. But my thing is, if it's related to something else, don't make a new situation out of something that ain't got nothing to do with, you know, we just joking around having fun, you know, and,
exactly.
And things start going to another place and they don't need to go there.
Right. And when I get on the radio show, I want to hear people talking about locking in and some happy stuff and cracking jokes and juggling with one another. You know, that's what grudge racing, that's what racing is, you know, and
exactly.
All that old, militant shit, they can keep that old mess, man, because, you know, I don't got a cop, DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the thing is, by me being a fan, it'll stop me coming to the track because if he there. Cause
hey,
I don't even want to be around a black man like that because he's an ignorant ass person, man. Period. I don't know him personally, but how he talk, he sound like he's an ignorant person, dude. And I don't got anything against him personally, but the things that he say out his mouth is like off the wall stuff, dude. You know, we black people, man. We supposed to stick together. That's what's wrong with us, man. As a people, dude.
Yeah, I honestly think some things might have been perceived the wrong way, and it just kind of took off from there. And I know, you know, there's some issues surrounding, you know, some certain situations that's taking place. But what I was saying, I think it really still to me didn't have nothing to do with what went on, but sometimes this is one thing I always say, you never know what's on a man's mind, or you never know how a man may perceive something or take something. And obviously something was taken the wrong way or rubbed him the wrong way to make it. I mean, to me, that was just kind of not Chemo's. I mean, this is me talking. I didn't feel like that was Chemo's normal character last night, but I don't know. I can't speak on what he was really feeling then, because I ain't, you know, he a grown man. So it is what it is, I don't want to say
take it on in
this or that. But all I'm gonna say is today is a new day, and we just leave that shit where it was at, which was yesterday.
Yeah, that's 100.
Yeah,
I was just speaking,
yeah.
I'm just gonna lay back and just listen to the show, man. You did.
Hey, baby boy, before you go, I'm gonna tell you what started the hate. A lot of folks don't understand where the hating come from, and what really started hating.
Yeah.
And why the majority of the black people hate. I'm gonna tell you a story. It's a man called Willie Lynch. When you get a chance, Google it. He wrote a letter to all the southern slaves. He wrote a letter to all the southern slave owners and masters. And he turned it clearly says how he wanted to turn the light skinned Negroes against the dark skinned Negroes and this and that. That would have hated saw of it right now.
Hey, Bud Nacky, since you said that, right? I'm from the west side of Chicago. I was blessed to play on one of the number one teams in the nation. I played for Martin Luther King, out of Chicago, 94-95. We was number one in the nation. I got a scholarship to the University of Thomasville, Georgia. That's like 35 minutes away from Tallahassee, Florida. And we used to go to Tallahassee almost every Thursday night to the moon. And on the road going to the moon, they had 8 slave houses. They made them museums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by me being a city kid, I couldn't muster that shit in my head to where now they killed our people, masked them, lynched them, killed them, raped our women, had babies, bam, and all this old shit, right? And then for another black man to either kill one another or some shit like that or hate on one another, and then when I came back to the city and then I was seeing some of my friends doing the same, just some regular old everyday hating type of shit. It fucked me up in the head because when I was traveling down that road, right, going to the moon and coming back to college and stuff, back to my dorm and all that old mess, it gave me an eerie feeling. Like you was in a cemetery or something, you riding down this road for 45 minutes, man. And it fucked me up in the head because a lot of my ancestors, dude, they got lynched, dude. They killed, murdered and shit on this road. And it's 2014, man. Why my motherfuckers still doing this shit? That don't make common sense, man. I'm 37, dude, and I know dude older than me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but it is. It is what it is, man. I don't know what make guys do some of the things that they do. But we're going to keep it moving, baby boy. We're going to talk about that another time, me and you. We're going to go on that lick because some of my callers done dropped off. Four of them dropped off now. And we're moving up these last two mics that we got. Me and you talk again. All right. 773-7115. Mike and Lyon, who we speaking with tonight?
What's going on, Button Nick and DJ Grant? What's happening, man?
What's going on, homie?
Shit, slow motion here in the city, man.
Okay, okay. Let the folk know who you is. You know, I know who you is, but let the listener know who you are. This is
Kevin. This kid in Chicago, man.
Yep.
This kid in Chicago, man.
Kid? I thought it was Kevin.
No. You know who it is. What's happening? What's
going
up, man?
Kid? Good night.
I'm doing all right, but nigga. Yeah, man. I don't know why y'all let shit what Kimo said upset people, man. That shit went in one ear and out the other.
Oh yeah. I didn't hear it last night. I wasn't on the show. I was enjoying Baby Girl last night, so I didn't get a chance to get on the show. Now what about the old banquet this weekend? You coming?
No, I ain't gonna be able to make it. I'm thinking about trying to slide out here to the West Coast, man, to catch the NHRA Winter National, man.
Okay.
Yep, that's what's on my agenda.
Okay,
yep.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but besides that, nigga, ain't nothing happening. Well,
oh,
I hope y'all have a good time at the banquet and shit.
Well, it is what it is. Hope it turned to be a good one, you know. I ain't going
mm-hmm.
to the one last year. It'll be my first one I'll go to, so I'm going to see
up. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well. Like I said, I was just calling in to show that little support, man. I'm going to go on mute. You go on to open
all
the rest of them calls. Okay.
Oh, okay, kid. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
708-6369. You're Mike and Lai, who was speaking with tonight.
Cadillac Joe B. What's going on?
What's going on, midget?
What's going on, butt naked?
You got it. What it do?
That snow, man. We're going to send you some of this snow we got up here.
Now, nah, here y'all move that shit down. Y'all had a handicap last week.
Yeah, man, it's out there doing it now.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on there. Y'all were getting another little blast. After this one, y'all
blast.
Getting that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody good? The babies?
Yeah, everybody good. Baby, all right. Hey, mama good. Hey, good Lord, good. Hey, we doing all right.
Well, I want to hear butt naked. I'm on the show.
Uncle
Larry, everybody. Cadillac on the side.
All right. Well, we're going to go down to the next one. We're going to see what's going on with this up-and-coming season. We're getting ready to kick off. 404-9585. You're Mike and Lai.
What's going on, DJ, butt naked, Kid, and Cadillac on the side? I hope he on all four and not on his side. Because a Cadillac is far too prestige to be talking about he on his side. A Cadillac need to be in the garage chilling.
What's happening, Fred, man?
Fred, man, one Fred, time.
Man,
what's
Cadillac
happening,
sitting up chilling. That's right. I can't believe, Cadillac, you come on here. I ain't tell nobody that you got a brand new show called Cadillac Getting Waxed. That's what he's called. This man got beautiful women out there waxing on his Cadillac while he talking on the show, y'all. He's a bad man. Cadillac ain't tell nobody. Good
Cadillac
God.
This dude, man. Cadillac dude, man. Grudge World Cadillac Show, the round table Friday night. Tune in.
Y'all better tune in. They have all the North, everybody from the North on that show. They just sit around and go at each other. Hey, it made me think there was a Georgia game down here, butt naked. Good God Almighty.
I ain't know nothing about it.
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah, Cadillac to be sitting back. You know how he be coming on here. Yeah, this Cadillac sitting on the side. Cadillac, I don't believe you. Cadillac get real political now. Y'all better look out. He might be running for Congress up there, that bad. Oh, yeah.
Hey. Cadillac just listening, man. Cadillac listening, man. Go support it, man. Just letting everybody get their thing in first. Appreciate the outcome there, Mr. Bread to the man. Cause that's one time in your ears and around the world, because that's how we do
yes,
the Cadillac.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to respond to that brother that was very distraught. I want to say to you, my brother, what his name is, Baby Boy? I would like to say to you, Baby Boy, if you're listening, hey, you know, we all are men on this show. Sometimes there are things that touches us the wrong way. Don't let that distress, man, take over your life in general. Just listen at it. All this is, man, is an out. This is an outlet for brothers to get on here. He probably had a bad day. Scratch that off, man. I don't think chemo is the way that he what came out of his mouth. Just think about it. Everybody done made a mistake. And as long as that, I feel like he's a law-abiding citizen. I never met chemo, but it sounds like he's a, you know, good dude. But, you know, he got on and said some things. I would just want to say, man, don't let it go there. I mean, we all are making the struggle. Every day we get on here and listen at each other. You're right. I enjoy the motivational encouragement that these brothers give out. And just think, man, you know, here I am. They got all that stuff going on. All I want DJ Greg to do for me this weekend is bring me some of that grease so I can grow some hair like his on top of his head. That's all I'm asking for. You understand what I'm saying, baby boy? Go ahead.
I feel you, but I just, you know, like I say, I had to speak upon it because I didn't, you know, I pay my phone bill just like everybody else do. When I get on the radio show, I want to hear some good drag racing talk. I want to hear people happy, everybody paying their bills, they locking in. I'm looking forward to going to the track and seeing one time in your ear and
right.
In your mouth, goddammit, if I can give it to you.
There you
know
go.
What I'm saying?
And see, that brother that you talking about, he got on here. The only reason I'm going to run him this year, that's why I'm calling to tell you, don't worry about nothing. And this other guy, Cadillac, I noticed Cadillac want a piece of chemo. So you got a lot of guys that's going to get a piece of chemo. DJ Grant, he be trying to keep the peace or whatever. But soon as I catch chemo to the track when I got my car, see, I don't talk much because, you know, I ain't got no oil pressure yet. I just got to put my distributor down in that block. But
right.
As soon as I get oil pressure, baby boy, I promise you, I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to ask where you at, baby boy. I'm going to have you come over to my trailer, and I'm going to let you go up to chemo yourself and see Bread Man waiting at the line for you. And you
and
can
guess
help
what I'm
gonna have.
And guess what I'm going to have, Mr. Bread Man? And guess what I'm going to have, Mr. Bread Man?
Oh, I know what you're going to have because I'm going to supply you with it. You're going to have
it. No, I'm going to have it myself. I'm going to have it myself. I'm going to have them fresh ones.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you myself. I'm going to leave it out. I'm going to put it out there on the porch, on the back deck of my house for about a week before the race. It's going to be a Hogan bun. And you're going to set it on the back of his car. And you tell him to chop off as much as he want. Believe that. He can chop off as much as he want. But it's going to be 12 inches. And that's what I'm half for the car. I'm a crazy man. I'm a crazy man. Believe that.
Crazy man, you crazy. Boy, you crazy.
Brad. I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby boy, that man got on here and said some unspeakable stuff to the Bread Man, and I almost lost my religion. DJ Grant, that old slick down here, I just was saying, nah, Bread, I was that. Hey, I called DJ the nigga. Am I lying, DJ?
I called him
7 o'clock in the morning. Get him on the phone right now. I call Butt Nicky said, get out of the house. I'm Bread. I'm trying to feed the dog. Would you get chemo on him right now? I call everybody.
He ain't lying.
He does your call early that goddamn morning.
Yo, did. I called everybody.
My dog
My dog looked at me and said, motherfucker, when you pour that food in that bowl and stop talking on that phone?
I try to get him on here, baby boy. So this sit back, baby boy. All some things will come out of it. We're going to straighten them out, though. And when you get done, when I put something on them, you just come on back over to the trailer. We're going to enjoy each other and fellowship and shake everybody's hand and go on into the sunset, man. But
Boy, let me ask y'all, is he got all fresh? Let me go and get on that motherfucker for y'all.
But nigga, listen, Cadillac, man, you got to get to the – listen at the round table this weekend. Man, I didn't think Cadillac want him. Cadillac probably going to get him before us, though.
Hey, baby boy, check this out, man. Don't worry about the key to the mo, because what Chemo want, man, Chemo want some more Cadillac. Cadillac going to make him lay down on his stomach and put that thing that you put in your on his back. Man,
oh, you baby boy, man, I'm going to represent, bro.
Don't worry about it, man. Cadillac, what one of them cars you going to run with, Cadillac? The Camaro or the other one?
I'm going to bring the Camaro.
Oh, okay.
I might bring both of them.
Okay.
So don't worry about Chemo, man. Chemo a good dude. He just be talking, but it's time for the Cadillac to put it down on him, man. I got to make that boy say my name slow and put the midgets in his mouth at the same time. One of them. You know what I'm saying?
Man, over here. And tell him to fix it.
Hey, baby boy, I'm going to set him out, man. You know how the North do, baby. You know how the North get down.
We're from the wind to the city, baby.
I'm going to represent the Cadillac. There's one thing I want you to do. Tune in on Friday night and check the Cadillac out. Because you know the Cadillac don't exist. It rolled, baby. It rolled.
I got you.
Going to roll right over him. Then he's going to see what he said. Then I'm going to make him pay us.
He got to pay in the dough.
Now that I got all y'all on the phone with all y'all mics open now, we ain't got no more hands up. What do y'all expect out of this 2014 grudge racing season that is coming very, very soon and fast?
Speak at one time. The Cadillac going to come in and the Cadillac going to roll with it like this for the 14th season, man, what the Cadillac want to happen for everybody to unite and get on as one and engage. If you get up in low, still get back up and try. Because that's what grudge racing and racing is about, is having some fun and talking trash to your fellow man. And if you ain't with that, you need to get off and move on. Next call.
Go ahead and fall in there. 2014, man, what I'm looking for in this racing season, basically, is I'm looking for everyone to engage also. I'm looking for newcomers to step up and start being more outgoing when it comes to grudge racing. And I'm looking for our leaders of the grudge Inc. to continue to be possible, you know, prosper in the game, you know what I'm saying, and lead the right way. Looking for others to innovate rules and regulations that would invite other fans and other members, you know, and other classes and stuff out to the races and really enjoy each other. That's what I'm looking for, more fellowship. And also, this is the bread, man. I said what I said one time for your mind, stepping back.
Boom. Come on. All right. Key, what you looking for out of 2014 season?
Oh, that's a good question there. But, Nick, I'm looking for more engaging in far as this grudge racing. But, you know how that is. I'd rather see them do a lot more engaging than that lip boxing, you know, because that lip boxing ain't about shit. They ain't proving nothing by lip boxing. Let's throw down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well,
this baby boy, man, as a fan and as a supporter of grudge racing and grudging, because all the time or every other day. I'm on the show trying to listen in and trying to see what's going on and how fast guys is or who engaging and getting on the YouTube, the internet, seeing who racing one another. I might know make most of the races as a fan, but I would like to see y'all safe in them cars. If the driver's listening, I like to see them cars make a full blast. I want to see, man, he got them. Charlie Wilson and all, I want to see a full-fledged drag race. The whole, y'all go to the whole 660. Let's see it. You nip me by a bubble, you whoop me by a hood scoop. I want to see it. I want to bet some money. And I want everybody for the 2014 to be prosperous, find the bills paid, and fund those cars, man, because racing ain't cheap now. This shit ain't cheap now. You dig what I'm saying? So, like I say, I want everybody to be safe in the cars and get that safe travel. Nobody get hurt. You dig what I'm saying? And blessings. And you know, that's just what I want to see for the 2014. And I'm laying it back.
All right. Appreciate that, baby boy. Sweet Willie, Uncle Larry, what y'all want to see out of that 14 season? Sweet Willie, Uncle Larry.
For the 2014 season, Butt Naked, the first thing I want to see is God bless us all, you know, and strengthen us where we weak at so we can have more unity, man, and march forward and doing the things that he put us down here to do as far as being leaders is concerned. You know, as long as we always got an example that we can set for other people that ain't going to do nothing but make it be stronger. And the grudge racing world and all over the world, because and unity is strength, you know, and that's what the main things that I want to see. The other thing, I want to get out here and fellowship with Brett, man, you and DJ and them. I want to have me some fun, man. I come a long ways, man. You know, when I travel to the South, I come a long ways, and a lot of us come a long ways, you know, and the good Lord bless us to get there. So once I get there, man, I'll be ready to fellowship and have me some fun, man. And that's the main thing I'm looking forward to, you know. So, in other words, what I'm saying is that it takes all of us to make this work, make it turn out right, you know, and make it so that we can have fun and only treat it as a sport, you know, because that's all it is. It's not nothing personal, and we can't let it get personal. We just got to keep it moving because all of us is taking this break to get away to go and enjoy ourselves. That's all I had to say about it.
Tell us at a mouthful, Uncle Larry.
Oh, yeah. All right, Coho, what you want to say out of the 2014 season?
Well, I mean, I don't think it could have been said no better than the way Uncle Larry just said it. I mean, I think, first of all, everybody wants to see more people engaging. Another thing is it's all right to be able to say, listen, it's all right to lay down, you know. It's all right to just say, hey, I don't want no trouble. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, too many people feel like they can't say that, you know, instead of wasting time and just talking about it or saying, oh, I'm going to do that, just say, hey, I ain't ready. Ain't nothing wrong with saying, just, you know, I can hold up a minute or just, you know, give me a minute or whatever, just lay down for a second. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't say you're going to do it and don't do it.
I agree.
But I mean, just more unity and more everybody supporting each other. I mean, I don't know how many times I say I beat it like a dead horse. Everybody realized, everybody knew it. We all had the most fun when we all together, man. You know, everybody don't support this one, don't support that one. If we try our best to try to support everybody, it makes it better.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see all the people that wasn't able to race be able to race. And the one that wrecked.
I'm one of them.
I'll be glad when they come back. I want to see them guys back out there up and popping and doing all what they do. And like I said, I want to see the guys that, you know, really want to engage, engage, and the one that thought about engaging, I want to see them engage. But most importantly, I tell you what you all are going to see. I know everybody remember that song by Tupac, Check My War Wound, Check My War Wound. Every N-word got a story to tell. At the end of 2014, I'm going to have a real goddamn story to tell. I'm going to engage them a lot of motherfuckers. I'm going to win some, I'm going to lose some. We're going to do what we got to do.
Don't engage.
It's going down.
That's it. Only way you can lose or win, you gotta get your ass up there.
You can't win them all. I haven't seen a sport where a motherfucker won every goddamn thing that he did to do it. Not in race land, you're gonna lose it. Believe that.
You don't lose.
So with that being said,
the most important, not to cut you off, butt naked, is you know, like I say, the most important thing about the race. Is that you just engage, man, and have fun with it, man. Don't take this serious, man. This is just fun, man.
Yep.
You know, don't take it to a level that, man, that you can't return from because it's not that serious, man. We want everybody to come out and have fun and the next day talk about it and come on back the next day, the following weekend. And it all start again, man. It's about having fun, man. See, a lot of guys, they get into this game, man, and they – bring the street into it, and it's not about that. It's about having fun. You got a car, I got a car. You want to engage? If I think I can win, I'm going to try you, man. If I can't beat you, I'm still going to try you if you give me what I need. Who's to say? The fastest car, DJ, you know this, don't win all the time.
Sure don't.
So,
that's
you know,
what
hey, man,
get guys
remember
to
this. Just having fun.
Don't always win.
So, you know, that's what I want to see, man. I want to see everybody show some love, man, and have God out there, put God first out there in our lives, man, and let him bless us to have and be able to do what we want to do and have fun and go back to our families or have our families with us, man. That's what it's about, man. That's what I want to bring to the world.
I left one part off too, Kelly. Jerome and Kutcher. I want to see all the guys in our area come up and come out because we got a lot of guys that been trying to come and they ain't made it and they had problems, they had issues right in our area. And I'd be glad when these guys step up and step out and support each other and help each other because people from everywhere else that are not from around here, a lot of those guys stick together and they help each other. Right here, they don't do it. I want to see these guys come together. And step up and step out.
A lot of times, the most hate comes from right around your own area.
Right around your own
turf is where your most hating usually comes from.
and DJ Butt Naked, that's the only thing I was trying to say pertaining to last night. I was just saying as far as the essence of the hating, you know what I'm saying? I didn't mean no disrespect to nobody. Only thing I was trying to say is why we can't say, well, damn, DJ Grant Butt Naked doing good. Uncle Larry, you know what I'm saying? Them people doing good. Be happy for them. You know, that's all it's about. You know, I don't like to be around people that's always saying negative shit about somebody else. Keep that shit to yourself. Don't be around them. You got a whole world and a whole bunch of human beings to be around. If you don't like nobody, don't be around them.
That's it.
And the man kept saying, "Well, you call me." Well, you hang up. You don't got to be around that. If you don't want to be around that, don't be around the shit talker. Don't take it to the point that it's getting personal, guys. You know, you saying things that people taking it the wrong way. You know, keep it 100.
Yep.
All
right, Wayne,
you got it, baby boy.
Appreciate it, baby boy. Wayne, you Michael with all that background noise you got, Wayne.
All right, I'm gonna talk real quick. You know, I just want pretty much y'all said it. Said everything I wanted to say. But other than that, I want to see all the grudging governors at one race racing at the same damn time on the same damn property. And one time I just want to hang out with old Larry, kids, Cadillac, no race car at home, just drinking, cooking, and having a good time and watching the goddamn race. Just one time this year. That's all I want to do.
What's happening, Wayne?
Wayne, what up? That can happen. That can happen, Wayne. We're going to make it happen, man. If we all can get together and make it happen, man, if there's a way and a how, it's going to happen, bro, because this 14, man. Life's short, man. We're going to get in and get it done and have a good time. And ain't no hate, man. But, see, sometimes haters is good for the game. I love haters because that makes me stronger, baby. But, see,
hey,
everybody can't do
around.
This here.
Hey, Cadillac, real talk, you know, Biz always say that. Biz say, baby, you need haters to make the game go around. You need haters to make the world go around. You know what I'm saying? But if I can dodge them here and there, fuck, why
it's
not
all
dodge
good,
them?
But baby boy, you got to remember, man, Jesus, man, God's son. Had haters, man. They hated. He came for the good, baby. They hated him for nothing. He was trying to be good. So, what you think that about the other man that God created the in His image and His likeness, brother? We just look just like God, man. We His son. So we all gonna have somebody gonna hate on us. So we just deal with it. It's a way you deal with it. You don't let it get up under your skin. Because if you let it get up under your skin, see, that they done succeeded. So you don't let them get there. You just dust them off. You know how you do it. Dust your shoulders off, brush them off. Man, keep on smiling. Play that song. I'm happy. Come on. Holla. That's it, man.
Because
exactly. We living, bro.
I am Malcolm X.
I let that shit go in one ear and out the other.
Malcolm X.
That's it.
DJ Grant, all right. DJ Grant.
I am Malcolm X.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm over in your area, man. I need some help.
Hey, what up, boy?
What you saying now?
Sweet Willie. What's going on, Sweet Willie?
Hold on, y'all. Is that the fan?
Yeah, that's him.
What's up? Well, you need some help? What's going on, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm saying just, y'all want to race just to holler out the up-and-coming people. Putting a little car together, we want to need some help, man. So I thought I'd come to y'all firsthand, because y'all said y'all helping people in this area.
Well, you already know I do all I can for you, brother. You know that already.
I need a driver.
What you need, fam? What you need?
I'm messing with y'all, man.
Oh, man, there you go, man. There you go, man. hey, we don't play with this here, man. We do this here, man.
I feel you, man. I was trying to see that I win that gas, but Nico passing out. I told you, DJ, you was off the phone. I told him you didn't use no chemicals in your head. I took you to the barbershop, and you didn't put none in there. But Nico said something I don't know about. So, hell, I thought I had won the game, man.
That's what I tell you.
Can't nobody win.
That's
so I win then, don't it? I told you.
Oh, it's something you don't know about.
But then
you
know something I don't
know,
goddammit.
So, that's why I thought I won.
DJ, this ain't using WD-40 in your head, man.
Yeah. Ford motor oil.
Somebody said you used Ford motor oil earlier. Let me get these last three calls, fellas. Let me get these last three on. 337-6401. The mic and line, who we speaking with?
This is Glenn, man, with the little gangster love truck.
Hey, Glenn, what's going on, man?
What's up, Glenn? What's happening, Glenn?
Oh, not much, man. Just calling the show, listening in. 2014, man, I want to see Baby Hitler and Cold Killer go at it again.
Well, that's something you will see. And you got two jokers that's very competitive, and you got that, you know, good girls races that show good sportsmanship. Tony Ryan will definitely give Cold Killer his race back, and just like Killer gave, you know, Tony his race back. So I mean,
I definitely think a lot of the fans want to see that again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't worry.
I mean, I think that was the best race of the year. You know, ending the year out with a race like that.
It was.
It was a good one. I missed it because we just hadn't left the track.
I ain't gonna, man. That's what I said. I'm down the road and I got a chance. I said, dude, what? I thought the track was over. I couldn't believe it. I said, golly. But that just goes to show you the sportsmanship that Cole Killer did. I mean, Tony, I ain't gonna tell y'all no luck. Tony Wright wrestled with that car from the time he got to the track, down there to the pass right before he ran Cole Killer.
He wrestled with it all up because you know he locked in at 6 o'clock.
Sure did.
He had to pay me the punk out because he said, I ain't going out there like that. I got to make me one more hit. And now here you ain't. I got to run Coop Performance at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, he went on ahead and paid the punk out. I had to get in there.
They were sending that video out like a son of a gun, bro. I mean, everybody wants to see that race.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one thing
everybody's getting
Texas.
This is a badass race.
That's a race y'all ain't got to worry about seeing again because both of them jokers are trained to go. So, you know, when you got people like that in the dress, you got a man that's going to get a man's race back and all that. See, that's what you want, man. You know, people want to see that again. They don't just want to see that and then you just go lay down or, all right, I won. And no, you can't race me no more. All these different stipulations. And come on, man, you ain't trying to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like y'all said, you ain't gonna win them all, and that the money that you do win, I mean, that money goes all, it's gonna go back around because you ain't gonna win them all.
Yeah, I promise.
Oh, no.
I mean, so it ain't like you're either gonna break even or you might lose a little bit, you might win a little bit. But at the end of the year, you either gonna break even or maybe a little bit under, a little bit over. I mean, especially
man,
if you're racing
a
lot. I mean, if
you got to love this, man. It's got to be flowing through your veins, man. You got to literally love this game, man.
Yeah. And I know because I struggled with my truck all year, man. And, I mean, I pulled the motor apart and thinking that it wasn't nothing wrong with the motor and find out, you know, I had some pistons that lifted. But I done got all that redone, that done upgrade, send the heads off, got worked on, got a new camshaft, upgrade all of that. So it ought to run pretty good this year.
There you go.
That's it.
I don't
know nobody that ain't stepping their game up, man. I mean, everybody is stepping their game up for 2K.
I ain't stepping my goddamn game up. I'm staying the same. Fuck them. Come get me.
But, Nick, you still got more to go. So, you know, you still ain't tapping into all of yours. So, I mean, you ain't got to upgrade. You just got to find some more ways to put some more of that power down. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
You just gotta tap
get rid of them bad motherfuckers on them 29.
So that's a good thing. When you got extra power that you ain't tapped into yet. You ain't gotta do nothing. Just tap and do it.
That's it. Oh yeah. Yeah, I am stepping my game up. This I ain't running out in front of that goddamn car no more. I'm gonna bring my headphones out and turn my speaker system on and tell my driver turn it to the left, turn it to the right, hold it straight, come on back, cut it, stop right there. I ain't running out in front of that goddamn car no more. I'm going to be like the goddamn Pro Mod guy. Had a radio system in that bitch. That's what I'm going to put in there.
Hey, I got a question. The leaders of the states, you know, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, whatever. Do y'all get together and try to, have a little meeting about what works good at the track and what doesn't to make everything better at the track for the racers and the spectators?
No, we haven't did anything that I know of.
I mean, that's something I think we need to do, man, because some of the races you go to, everything flows right, flows good, like in a Mike Hill race, man. Them cars is going down there. And then you go to some other races, and it's not that organized, you know. So I think all of them need to get together and have a meeting about, you know, what works and what doesn't work and what, other, you know, what one person might be doing different from the other person that's working, you know.
We all have phone conferences sometimes, do some talking, but hey, we need to decide.
Yeah, that's something that I think y'all need to discuss about. You know, the flow of the, you know, everything. You know, the flow of the race. You know, the good things, the bad things, what work, what don't work. You know, cut out all the bad stuff, and you know, it'll make it better. Year after year, it'll get better and better. I think.
They're growing, getting better.
A lot of times, certain things is more popular in certain areas. You know, I think across the country now, small tides are just kind of taking over. I mean, everybody can pretty much
you know, I don't think nobody argue with that. That the small size is really literally taking over. I mean, and the bigger size of the back half stuff is trying to wake back up, which is always good. Because anytime you got the big tires at the track with the little tire that it, you know, the bigger tire lay down good rubber to make, you know, it makes the whole event, you know, better. It makes, you know, those smaller tires work better because, you know, they got a good, you know, they can come behind a good tread of rubber.
Yeah.
It's always good. But, you know, just whatever works best in your area is what you usually try to, you know, put on. But, yeah, like I said, small size, where is that?
Yep.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, hell, I guess we're going to go to the next call. I appreciate you calling in, man. And
yes, sir. We always
giving your thoughts
it.
And your opinion. And we got two more guys been holding for a minute. Let me try those guys out right quick. 773-3969. Appreciate it. 773-3969. Your mic is live.
What's up, Butt Naked?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Grudge World? This is Big Pern, Eastside Strangler.
What up, Big Pern?
Hold on. I'm going to do like Butt Naked do. What, you don't know I'm on? You ain't know I was on the phone, brother?
I'm sorry, TJ.
I'm just playing.
Hey, DJ, tell him that's transmission fluid. Hey, I want to see Cadillac Joe in them beans this year.
Uh-oh.
Cadillac, come there, Big Perm. I told you I'm coming through y'all stragglers, man. I told you. I mean what I say,
I
baby.
I hear what you say.
I'm coming, baby.
We're
going to have some fun, man. We're going to have some fun.
I hear what you're saying, but I ain't, I'm just calling to let you know, man. I ain't messing with you today. I just say I want to see Cadillac in them beans. I'm tired of hearing Cadillac. I want to see Cadillac.
Man, hey, you gonna feel Cadillac, baby? Going down, I'm rolling, baby.
You gonna have to? That's what I want to do.
Hey, I know how to make you feel me, baby. So you know what y'all got to do. Get in them pockets. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
We getting in the beans, baby. I ain't talking this. I'm walking this. Trust me.
I'm gonna make when I finish with you, I'm gonna make them bitches feel mighty tall to you, boy.
Okay.
All right.
I hear what you're trying to
look
and bring out, baby.
You're going to be looking up at them. You're going to be looking up at them.
I ain't studying the stranglers, man. Them strugglers. I ain't studying the strugglers. Y'all strugglers. But y'all good guys, though.
Real talk. But you know what? You call me a struggler because I get them beans, don't we?
You get in the beans, baby.
You call me a struggler when you get next to me in them beans.
Man, I'm gonna get next to you. The only thing I want you to tell me how I look in the back.
That's all I want you to tell me, how I look in the back, baby. I ain't calling to mess with you. I just called to say I want to see Cadillac in them beans 2014.
Only thing I want you to do, Big Perm. Man, come on to the show on Friday nights, man. 7:00. Get in. We're going to ride and get at the round table and talk about some things. Because it's going down. We going after the world, baby. They ain't going to
be listening,
against one another.
I'll be listening, man. All right,
brother. Appreciate that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just want everybody to engage, man. That's me and everybody.
Hey,
that's all. Let's get it in.
Much as you fuck with them strugglers, we want to see you motherfucking engaging.
Man, I'm getting those strugglers. My team done knocked the strugglers off a couple of times now. We done knocked y'all off a couple of times.
What's your team? Who is your team?
Man, my team is that yellow banana, baby. What they call the lemon pledge, baby.
That was 3 years ago, and he ain't got nothing
to
do with it.
Y'all,
yeah,
y'all,
yeah,
y'all,
he
y'all,
just
talk
like
to the Cadillac.
He just like
y'all,
you
talk to the Cadillac. I can't help y'all sit up.
You talking about the shit that happened 3 years ago. That man got a back half car. We had to give him a break, the break for the back half car in order for him to race us. Come on, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man.
That man got the break and won't race us. He won't sit down next to us. He got the break and won't give us our get back.
Hey, no, that's not true. This is how the Cadillac going to roll with it. Cadillac going to make it happen. 14, I'm on the path.
We wish everybody the best. We want everybody to be at their best. And the thing is, ain't nothing wrong with sitting down for a minute until you get right. Don't rush the shit and just jump out there.
Yeah. Cadillac.
Yeah.
You got a show coming on Friday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call
you
around.
What station it's on? What's your number, man?
The number is 347-215-9989.
Same number we talking.
Same number you on there.
Okay, then.
What time, Cadillac?
It's on Eastern 8. It's 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central.
Is it just an up north show, or is it everybody mixed in, or what?
Man, everybody mixed in, bro. We don't discriminate, bro.
Okay, then. Okay.
I'll be on that Friday and tear that motherfucker down, goddamn. Well, come on with it, brother. Neck. I got to put a shock collar on my head, goddamn. You got to match the button to shock my head. Let me get this last caller. 414-6614, Mike and Lie.
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening, brother?
What's up with it? It's another one of them East Side Stranglers.
Stranglers, what's going on, Strugglers?
Yeah, I hear you, Cadillac. You talking crazy here.
Man, we're going to
blow your ass out, boy.
Look here, boy. Hey,
stop. Yeah. They on your night, Cadillac. Yes, Greg, what you done did? You stay on his ass, DJ. You stay on his ass. That's the only way to go. We ain't playing no games with him, man. That man can't come across on the island with that ragged-ass car. We're going to blow his ass back.
Man, your words are weak. Man, I told y'all stragglers to lay down. Get on y'all stomach.
And we gonna blow your motherfucking ass back, boy.
Blow your nose, boy. Hey, boy, I'm gonna blow you out, boy. Maybe go get you some popcorn.
Like you said, I hope you get past the first time, because it ain't gonna happen. We gonna blow your ass back, boy.
I don't believe that, man. Yeah, hey, you know what, Straggler? Y'all ain't got enough sense to do that, man. Y'all ain't got enough sense.
Three times we going to run your ass with this year. At least three times.
Hey, Perl, I like that. We some kind of dummies. We like that. We know how to put our hands on them. Know that. But I like that, though. Now you think we some kind of dummies. Boy, we going to blow your motherfucking ass back, boy.
That's y'all job. That's y'all job for the winner. That's your assignment for the winner, to get next to the Cadillac. Remember that. That's your job. I'm going to see if you're going to get an A or you're going to get a D. As far as I'm concerned, you're already a D.
You get your ass next to us. Get your ass next to us.
I ain't got to get next to y'all. Y'all want to get the Cadillac, man.
Get your ass next to somebody. Get your ass next. Get your ass to the truck with a cop.
Hey, sir, we going to get his ass.
Eastside Spring.
We going straight at you, man.
Y'all might want to leave that man alone and send him on down here like y'all something be here down here, goddammit. We'll take care of him.
Huh?
Y'all send him on down here like y'all something big is down here, goddammit. We'll take care of him.
But naked, that man ain't going to butt naked. We gonna take that man. We take care of that man. We going to set him up all season. That motherfucker ain't going to want to even join his own show.
You're so late.
You know what, strugglers? I like y'all, boy. I like y'all. I love y'all strugglers. Because you know what? Y'all strugglers make me strive. See, that's one thing about the Cadillac. The Cadillac, that make the Cadillac just roll, baby. That make me just roll off me. You not going to go down Cimarron. I'm going to play the Gap Band on y'all. You know what the Gap Band is? That's Charlie Wilson.
I got 500 right now that you ain't going to gap a motherfucking thing, boy. I got that.
That's a bet.
That's what I told y'all. We already bet that right there.
I told we betting everything in drag racing, bro.
Yeah.
So you straggling everyone of you stragglers. That go for every one of you stragglers. You understand what I'm saying? That's for every one of your cars. Not one car, but all four of them.
You ain't ain't gonna do shit, nigga. You ain't gonna do shit, nigga.
That's what I like about you guys. You got a sense of humor, but I'm going to let you go. When it comes to that game day, y'all don't mean jack to me. Get next to me. Watch that blue disappear on you. I'm going to disappear on all y'all. That colors y'all get, I'm going
to disappear. We want you to appear on us. We want you to appear. Yeah. We don't want you to disappear.
I'm going
to appear.
We
want
you
to appear.
We don't want
the
lockup,
money. We don't want the lockup, money.
What?
Cadillac, you say you're going to do, that's me with the cutlass, Cadillac. You say you're going to do what?
Man, I'm going to, man, I'm going to do something.
Man, he has a street car driving up and down a street car. You going to do what with it?
Man, I'm a dragger. Hey, wait a minute, hold on. The car I got for him, I ain't talking about the Camaro, baby. I got a Dodge for him.
I want your Camaro. I want to try you with your Camaro. That's what I think about you.
Oh, I love you, big bird. I'm gonna make your hair right, boy. I'm gonna get you something that transmission curl that BJ used, so you can get that stuff real wet.
And I'm gonna use it. That's what I think about you.
You know what? I'm glad that's what you think about me. I appreciate you. Just remember one thing about this here. Just be ready to engage, brother. Don't get at the track and get absent-minded, man. Don't come talk
about
that problem.
How do you know about my car?
What?
Because you saw that bitch engaging. That's how you know about my car. So you be ready to be engaging, motherfucker.
Man, listen here, man. It's all good. I got y'all number, man. Y'all nothing, man.
I hear you be calling my buddy every other day or so. Take my number and call me, too. I want to talk to your ass.
All right, that's that. I call you. I got no problem calling you, too.
I want your ass close to me, motherfucker. I want you close.
Hey, I want to be that close to you. I put one of the missions between us. Hey, I got to put a mission between us now. I got to put a mission between us.
He going to call me up every day. He calling the stranger every day.
I be trying to get y'all to let go travel. I'm ready right now.
You scared to lock in somebody's own problem. But we still gonna crash there.
I'm leaving you alone, Cadillac.
Hey,
big
Perm.
My motherfucking ass just boiled.
Hey, big Perm. I want to say one thing to you, boy. Lay out on your stomach and don't shoot it up. Next caller.
Hey, y'all got tired? Ain't nobody tired, though.
You ain't gonna do shit.
We don't get tired. We ride his ass every time we hear him. We'll stay on his ass for the rest of the show. I'm just trying to
get
y'all some show.
Hey, you stragglers, lay down on y'all stomach right now. Time y'all to go to
sleep. In other words, we just got on his ass on sight. Fuck it.
Hey, Stratus, y'all got too much background noise.
Yeah, you still talking. Be quiet.
Put it on that way. Put it on that way.
All right, then, so I guess I... Hey, it is out here in the background. Somebody listening to the video? Say it today. Tell
all I want is a pussy.
Everybody, y'all hear me?
We all here.
We here.
I'm right here.
We right here, butt naked.
I'm gonna look at the damn video or something. What that is?
Come on. We don't know who that is.
They making a video.
Somebody saying something about a damn canning, Chris. I can hear it a little bit. That's Cadillac. No, that ain't me. That ain't me. That ain't Cadillac. Hey, you DJ? What's the name? Hey, you DJ? No, I was on mute. That might be the get all that noise, that rack.
My leg, yo, you take the win.
DJ, what you playing over there?
I don't know who that is. That ain't me.
I guess somebody want to play something different tonight. What y'all doing? Well, DJ, I guess we done got down to the land a little white. Man, I said I got to get a little mama bear. I guess we're going to see what's going on. Give everybody their final thoughts, and we're going to go from there. Beside Kelly Joe and them little midgets in the east side strength, they going in hard.
All right, but nigga, we ain't no damn midgets. Don't have us getting on your ass, too. We'll have something for you, too, one day.
I didn't call y'all no midget, but hey, y'all don't want to eat from. I will go. I'm like Ken Nugent. One call, that's all. Y'all got a call on 28 over there?
Yeah, but we ain't ready for you yet, Naked. We ain't ready for you. I say right. One day.
Did you just hear that man say, but nigga take the win? But nigga take the win, goddamn. We'll come get you.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, it's one thing about those strangers. When that Cadillac come on that light, you watch where they be at then. Hey, you're right there for a big while ago.
Look, stop. I thought we stopped you from talking, man.
Stop. Cadillac, baby. Cadillac, roll over. Then I told you. I didn't tell you. I told you. Then I told you.
That's it.
All right. I told y'all about them stragglers. They're going to be struggling when they get next to the cat. We got one more caller. We're going to turn it in.
Cadillac,
708.
We don't believe in you.
0482, you mic and lie.
What's up, butt naked DJ?
What's up? What's up?
Cadillac.
Don't run in the bushes.
Yo.
Don't run in the bushes.
Got one
Cadillac
in the bushes.
Right here. Yo.
Ooh,
why you still on these radio shows talking?
See?
Well, we got Big Brother, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
I bet he won't go.
That go for the whole camp of the east side. Down on y'all I go at 14, baby. I ain't going to tell you, I'm going to show you. And that definitely go for you, youngster. So you already know what you got to do. Soon as the Cadillac come out, you make sure you ready to get in them beans, boy. So when
your whole
ready
camp
to travel,
got whatever they want.
All right, you just get ready. You just get yourself ready.
Because
you're
going to
be over there with them stragglers. See, I'm going to put you in the stragglers. But you ain't no struggler, because you've been in the game a while. See, them strugglers, they ain't been out here that long. They
They what they call maggots right now. They trying to come butterfly, but they ain't finna do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Because the cat ain't playing with
you.
Hey,
long as I've been out here, cat, like I've been out here a while, and they ain't never seen you. I've been out here 10 years, and I ain't never seen you.
You supposed to see me, baby.
We only got one track. We grudged that in Chicago. I come here, ain't never seen you.
I was there, man. I've been there. I was there when we got that money from last.
You wouldn't win no car. You wouldn't win no car.
Hey, man, I don't race, man. Y'all pulled me out of retirement, man. Man, dude, I'm not studying y'all. I keep telling you strugglers. You maggots. I ain't studying y'all.
Just get your ass next to one of us. That's all you got to do.
I'm going to do that, man.
Win my
it's
turn.
It's all yours. You won't have your time in the light. I'm going to put you in the spotlight, and that's
hey,
it. You're going to be in the light.
Hey, why don't you direct all that? All that noise? You
on.
Fucking talking Chuck. Talking Chuck.
King Boo ain't got nothing coming, man. I told him I'm going to show him. I can show him.
You ain't
going
to. Anybody got a big guy called my name?
You know what, man? You get that old rag. You get that what they call, what that 2-point card you got, and get down when you get ready. You
I'm
told
ready.
Me I had everything in drag racing. I'm going to take it. So now
I'm ready.
What?
I'm
that's
ready.
All. Ain't no more talking, Captain. Man, I tell you, bag up off me. You don't want none of this. Here, back out to the Cadillac.
You ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do nothing.
I'm a motherfucking Suburban. Fuck a Cadillac. A real Chevy, not one that
hey,
have.
I got a real Escalade, baby.
Has it got
Escalade
a Chevy
all over, all over you. I put my Cadillac on you on 29.
Hey,
now
man,
why
you picking on my guys, man?
Man, hey, you got to be on 29 to mess with me, baby.
Huh? I got to be on 29.
You got to be on 29. I tell you
I
what, 29, I tell you
car.
What, I'm going to tell
I
you what I think about
car.
You. I'm going to tell you what I think about this Suburban. You got the back tie on 29s to them 16s you got on there. Nah. Get
that.
I ain't
no 16.
What you got?
1432.
You got the back tie.
With my 29 car?
With the 29s, man.
You know I got a 29 car, right?
I don't care what you got, man. I don't think nothing about you, man. I told you use nothing, man. Use nothing.
How much? How much?
Man, whatever you make it light on yourself.
We can go down south.
We can go down south.
See, you bullshitting. I'm for real.
You know what I said about you? You just like a flea, nickel. Come on, I'm gonna spank you. Step on you.
I always get paid.
No, you don't get
using
paid
that N-word.
You ain't gonna get the paid this time. Trust me.
All right, can I do that? I want the N-word.
My bad. Hey, I ain't studying
but Nicky, y'all better buy a Cadillac Joe off here and wait till Friday. Let him talk. He ain't doing nothing.
He ain't going to do
business tomorrow,
hey,
man.
Hey, it's like everybody want to be a bet.
Yeah,
I ain't no bet. I'm going to show you.
I ain't no bet.
I ain't nothing but
you ain't
going to
shoot
the tubs in the set.
Sound like they got some Raiders coming up. It's going to be pretty pleasant now.
Come on out some bushes.
I'm out some bushes.
Come on out some bushes, Cadillac.
That's what I'm going to do. Y'all come on out and be accounted for. I want y'all one by one.
Can I go first?
Yeah, you can go first. I'm going to give you the preparation first. So then.
When?
You just hold on. Wait till I come back. You know what's up. Yeah, that's all you do.
Yeah,
you're
all right.
First one. You're going to be the first one. We going out down the way, me and you. You already done talked on that. Don't back
hey,
up.
Hey,
mute his
hey,
mic. Hey, mute his
hey,
mic.
I meet you in Mississippi with Cold Blue.
With Cold Blue? You know what? I tell you what. We might could do that because the other car. You know what? You probably could do that. Yeah, with that Dodge. Yeah, I'm put that Dodge on Cold Blue. Yes, sir.
Hey man, break up like a 34 Ford, man.
Ain't no 34-4 here fighting E-D-O-U. I'll tell y'all don't want none of these troubles, man. Trust me. Y'all don't want these troubles. Y'all
hey,
act like y'all want I'm going to hey, accommodate you.
It got 29s on it.
I got 29s on, yes, sir.
No, I mean, the Code Blue got 29s on.
I got 29s on the Dodge.
Yeah. Right. Well, you just let me know when you're ready, man. We'll be there.
Man, we going to do this, man. This
yeah,
is a
I'll
long time coming, baby.
I'll be there.
Uncle Larry still on that phone.
I got 500 on the gap.
That's that gap. But Uncle Larry still on
his
big
firm.
Ain't gonna be no gap.
Big firm, that's a lot.
No gap.
That's a lot.
Yep. I'm still on for that. Uncle Larry, you tell Leroy I got a motherfucker out of pocket down here in Alabama over there in Birmingham named Greg Pruitt. Been talking a lot of shit in here lately. I want him to come down as soon as he get his car. Soon as he get his shit together, I'm gonna pay y'all a ticket to come down here and bust that ass wide open.
You ain't got to pay us nothing. Just let us know he ready. We're going to run down that barefooted.
I want y'all to fuck him up back. He sure to be texting me and calling me and fucking with me every day. Hood rat. Get that goddamn rat out of
y'all going down that
barefooted? Yes, sir. Barefooted. When we get down there, we're going to tie his ears together.
Hey, Larry.
Go ahead. You don't print the one, but now, Larry. Let me get
Larry.
Him on with his,
yes,
his motor mouth ass.
What's up, this Chuck?
I know. I knew when you first came on, Chuck. I said, what's up?
I ain't hear you, Larry. Well, I'm just hollering at you.
How you been, man? You been okay?
I'm good. Listening to these clowns on the radio.
What's happening, Chuck?
It's all good, baby. It's all good. You know.
Real, you got to get that goddamn mic.
Huh?
Turn that radio down once. I was talking to that Greg.
Chuck,
Bruce.
The
echoing.
Hey. But nigga,
well, you got another man talking for a green. Let him get talking to Larry.
Fuck that man. That man
about,
done. He ain't talking about no goddamn racing. I'm talking about some racing. My shit stay red. I don't have to get my shit ready. Now what?
What you want to do, Greg?
You said what you're gonna do. You say you're gonna get somebody down here for me. Hell, I'm ready.
We want them car you want to run him with. No.
My car. I don't know which one. Which one I put in that trailer.
Hey, you know you got a goddamn two car. You got a chest car and you got a back head car.
Let me ask you a question. Every time we talk about racing, y'all must be scared of that plan. Right? Why y'all keep asking me what car?
Hey, everybody ain't got
hey,
no car just like you.
Hey, Burnett.
Yeah.
Burnett, and what's the problem, man? You got a problem up there?
Yeah, that hood rat on the phone. Hood rat, turn your radio down or something.
Hold on, man. Let me turn that TV down. Hold on.
Burnett,
yeah, he hood rat on him with that bull crazy. Hood rat, you got to do something. I hear myself echoing. You on speakerphone or something?
Nah, I'm off now. I was on speakerphone. I'm off.
Yeah.
I hear
you.
Burnett,
you think the rat gave you problems?
Yeah, the rat gave me problems down here. Can you do something about it?
Man, you know what I do to the rat.
Exterminate.
You can breathe. Tell him he can breathe. So I'm going to
go
ahead.
Who that? Leroy?
Yeah,
Leroy, he can breathe, right?
Yeah, that shit ain't going to never happen. I can't breathe.
Hey, Greg, what's up, man? You still love me? Hey, Greg, you can breathe, man. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, baby. Come on. Breathe in and let it out. Okay, are you okay now? We want the Pontiac. We don't want the little bitty Nova. I felt like I was taking advantage of it then. Can we do something with the Pontiac? Okay, I'm gone, y'all. I'm going back on mute. All right, I'll let
you
know.
Thank you,
sir. That's how I'm
thank
in Mike.
You,
that's
sir.
How I'm
thank
in
you, Leroy.
Thank you, sir.
Leroy, that's how I mean, Mike.
Leroy.
Wide on two, Leroy.
Leroy.
Man, you know I don't get along with Leroy. Why you put Leroy on that phone?
Hey,
hey,
who is that?
I don't get along with your punk ass. You
scared of the dude, man.
You stand, motherfucker. You sit your scared ass down somewhere.
Hey, what's up? What kind of car you want to run?
What kind of car I'm gonna run?
Yeah.
I got three cars. I got a Malibu, I got a Nova, I got a Pontiac.
I said you gonna be in Mississippi for Fat Tuesday.
I can, you know, I'm always there, so I probably will be there.
I mean, I want to know. I mean, I'll bring my car down there.
Well, I have Mr. Fat Tuesday in 10 years, so I probably will be there. I can't say yet, but I probably will be there.
Wow. Hey, Leroy, is he gonna race?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna race.
That motherfucker ain't gonna do shit.
I'm gonna race. I'm gonna pay the funk out money, one or two.
No, I don't want no funk out money. I want
to
race.
You push to pay. Now you don't do no paying like that, motherfucker. You come and got
ain't
that
coming,
another
ain't coming up. No 900 miles to get no funk out.
No, don't waste your time, fuck with that motherfucker. That motherfucker don't care who he lied to.
Oh, okay.
That's a lying motherfucker. That and he goofy.
All right, because he came on the phone like he needed somebody to race.
No racing ass.
Man, such a goofy, scary ass.
Hey, can you get anybody else on the phone besides Leroy? You know all
hey,
that
man,
bad boy,
hey.
Man.
I'm
hey,
on the
phone.
They need to take him and cut his,
what's
up? Need to take him and cut his goddamn tongue out and wrap his ass up in tape like a mummy.
Good old head.
What
you got, buddy?
That rat ain't worth shit, boy.
I got this for you right here, Hood Rat.
Hey,
everybody
take that motherfucker some rat poison. I feed him some rat poison and then give him some motherfucking water so he can blow up.
But, yeah. Nick, what you saying, man?
This right here for you right here.
Okay. You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't
going to
do it. You ain't
going
to
do shit. Man, that sounds good, but nigga. I like that. Play it again.
Hey, Leroy, I'm wasting my time, huh?
Yeah, Chuck. You definitely doing
oh.
that.
Oh, okay.
Goddamn Hood Rat, you got all them calls and you wasting these fella time. What the fuck going on with you?
Man, them dudes ain't done up talking bullshit. I don't want to tell you that bullshit, man. I'm talking
that
about racing.
That
you know
man talking about he coming down there and do some racing.
Listen, man, I do not talk to Leroy about no racing, so you shouldn't ever put him on the phone for real.
You shouldn't.
If anybody else, I will talk, but I don't get along with Leroy. So let's end that.
You ain't got no loyalty. You ain't got no man about yourself. You won't even pay your punk out money.
Oh, hell no. I know I ain't going to fuck with a man. Hey, man, I'm gone,
hey.
Man. I got to turn Channel 9 News and catch the murder count.
Good idea.
I'll holler at y'all. Hey,
any motherfucker that call themselves a rat, man, take heed to it.
Hey, what dude said? Benny, what did dude say?
Shut your goofy ass up. That's what he said.
Oh, I thought I heard he said something else. Okay, we on the right page.
Goofy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Call me when you get time, but Nick.
Greg ain't fucking with you. You ain't going to do right. You ain't fucking with me too much.
Yeah, go call off in the hole somewhere, rat.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't belong on no shirt. I'm not talking about no drag racing.
Man, that motherfucker, he probably sitting back running curbles up his ass.
But you're a good talker. Ever since I met you, that's all you did, talk shit. When you see
yeah.
a motherfucker at the racetrack, you always dodging. Bitch
and,
ass.
And then he going to turn around and say something. Oh,
you just lied? You said motherfucker been lied then? You lying piece of shit, no good piece of shit. He said I was at the track dodging. Ain't this a bitch? You
know what you ain't talking about,
motherfucker, you?
They coming out the wood tonight.
This motherfucker, did you hear this song? Did say somebody was dodging him? What the fuck? Who the fuck is you to dodge? I goddamn tell you, come on, you go jacking your car, pushing on bars, trying to fuck your car. You goofy motherfucker, you sit down. I ain't even talking to your goofy ass no more. Sit so stupid
Thank
ass
you.
Down.
You so say it out of the phone. Thank you, sir. I'm tired of eating your mouth. I thought you were dead.
Go fucking pick some corn or chop some cotton or something. You dumb motherfucker, you.
I thought you
say,
did.
Man,
I had your boys in so long here. I thought you did.
You got something to bitch you? Shut up. Shut your goofy ass up, Matt.
Leroy.
Yeah.
Is that the hood rat you couldn't get paid to or punk out money?
Yeah, that's that goofy motherfucker. That's that goofball.
Oh, Leroy, you didn't get paid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid. You know what he told us before we left the track? He said, here, man, I give y'all $100, man, to help y'all out on your gas.
I heard about that.
Uncle Leroy. You don't need to get more like that, Uncle Leroy. You don't do all that cussing, man. You getting your blood pressure high.
Oh, no. I would never get my blood pressure high for no rat. It's just a matter of time.
Ain't y'all glad I called? Because y'all was really talking about shit. Ain't y'all glad I called?
Hey, Greg, when you see my car, what you say, goddamn, boy, you got an extreme back hell. You look like you just shitting in your pimple. You goofy motherfucker, you.
Greg, you gonna be the baddest motherfucker down here. You gonna be the baddest motherfucker in Alabama with that dirty South. Stand tall, boy. What the fuck the problem is?
You know, entertain all that talking, man. We gonna catch each other at the track. I ain't without a bullshit.
Well, why your goofy ass still talking? Shut up.
We was the one that drove down to Lena, Mississippi, but we drove to Lena. He didn't drive to Chicago and nothing happened. We drove to Lena.
I came my way to Lena to get that pussy. I like this.
And he was on a rag when we got there.
God damn.
Oh, boy. I said, ooh, this pussy ain't right. It stinks. Smell like a dead rat. I said, oh, hey, clean your pussy out next time you come around.
Hey, and he had a $100.
$100. He remember what I told him to do with it. He remember, you know.
Stick it right up the fat part of his ass.
Yep.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, but nigga, and we ain't shutting that damn Pontiac he got down there neither. And he better not get out of line and fool around and lock some money up with a lockup, man. We ain't shutting that Pontiac. Take that Pontiac and stick it in his ass.
That's for real. That, you know, ain't gonna never lock a raid with y'all goddamn bullshitting asses.
I know.
Hey, matter of fact, I think I seen him at one show. They got him on video. He was sticking the motherfucking shift off his ass.
That's probably your boyfriend doing to you.
You should have saw that, but he pulled that car in and out of that trailer 12 times.
12 times,
man. We rode around that so much until our damn golf cart got a flat.
Damn.
But nigga, I got some swamp land too. So you believe that, don't you?
But nigga, do me a favor. Google Hewitt right up and see what it say.
Retarded. That's what it's gonna say. Retard. It's gonna say retard. The motherfucker get the news.
I love to hear the little voice y'all talking tonight. I love that. Y'all put me to sleep with it.
You know, Dirty South got a little organization down here in Alabama. And Greg Pruitt's supposed to be one of the fastest, not the fastest in it. So he's safe. Y'all just come on down and get on his ass and show him in front of your home fan what he's doing.
Man.
And if you want to see Greg Pruitt, man, go to the damn gay club, man.
Hey, they say he ain't at the club called the Bushy Nuts.
Damn. Oh boy, y'all put me to sleep. But nigga, I'm gonna go on mute, man. Y'all put me to sleep.
Do it.
Get your punk ass to sleep, dude.
podcast.
Matter of fact, go outside to fuck on some chickens or something.
Hey, damn, Greg.
God damn, man. He ran that man as clean in the bushes.
Goddamn Greg, goddamn, say he couldn't get no race. Nobody wouldn't lock him in. We got some guys south, I mean, up north. Want to come down south? He won't lock in.
Man, please. That motherfucker, he was at the track about to suffocate. Goofy motherfucker.
I said I wasn't going to Mississippi, Greg, but goddamn it. If they be ready then or whenever they ready, you lock that money in, goddamn it. I believe they'll show up.
Nah, I don't want to raise them, nigga. I don't want to raise them,
We didn't want to raise them
the first time. We knew you weren't going to do shit then.
Yeah, we was. They warned us. They said, hey, Greg, that motherfucker Poutine, now he ain't going to do nothing. Mm, he ain't going to do nothing.
Hey, come on. Let me show you. Hey, Huff, man, I'm going to get ready to get off this radio station. I'm going to go roller skating, man. I'm going to see you later, man.
All right, man, I'm gonna catch that motherfucking rat. I'm gonna roller skate over his ass. I'm gonna run the wheels in his ass. And then kick that motherfucking toe stop up in there.
Plug him up.
Plug him straight up. Make him shit out his nose. Oh, yeah. So you know what? I'm gonna lay down a trap right outside the trailer. You know a rat can't help it. He gonna go after that cheese, boy. Hey. As soon as he try to grab that cheese, that motherfucker trap gonna snatch his goddamn tongue out of his mouth. He gonna be laid up with his tongue hanging out of his mouth, cocksucker. fucking ass, stinking, no good, lousy ass rat, you lying bastard piece of shit.
Man, yo, sit your tongue.
Shut your once a month, please.
You get your bitch ass at the racetrack at 8:30, and I've been there all fucking day. Man, fuck you. Don't want to talk to you about no race. Get your ass out the phone.
Before you know what you need, you need your drawers whipped down in your ass. Talk about some 8:30.
Oh, man, you need to shit the hell up talking like a goddamn ghost. What you need to do?
You was hoping that we would. You was, is he coming? Is he coming? They ain't going to come. Tell him to send that punk out, buddy. We ease right in there on your ass. And when we come in there, your ass start trilling like a dog shitting summer seed.
Shitting what?
Simmon seed. Persimmon.
he didn't say summer seed. He said summer seed. Summer seed.
Mm-hmm. You know, when that dog eats that persimmon, it's hard for him to get that feed out of there.
But Nate, when them guys get ready to race, man, for real, log in and call me, man. You know, I don't stay on this phone like this.
Man, get your bitch ass off the phone here, bitch.
And I'm gone. I'll show you how right, your boy hell. I thought you were dead.
See you.
Get off the phone, hoe.
Stinking ass, bitch ass, fucking hoe.
You ain't representing
fucking
nothing
but the fucking motherfucker.
But you ain't representing nothing but the Pink Panty Gang.
That's you,
bitch.
That's you, Larry. Hey, Larry, I ain't never met you, but you sound like you gay.
Yes, you did. I was right on the golf cart with him.
Oh, that's yeah, you was on the golf cart. You was on the golf cart, but you weren't
right
saying that.
You was on the golf cart.
He the one that was begging me not to punch you in where you fucking.
Well, he shouldn't have never begged you then. You should have did it.
We did right because we didn't want to go to jail for no child molestation. You know, we did right.
Yeah, you right. Let's get out this phone. Exactly. You
right.
Take this shit somewhere else.
What about
our
business is just put you on blast. So that's all you needed was to be put on blast. That's
all. Can't we all just get along?
That shit you did, man. That was some girly shit you did, man. You know, if we had a loss to you, we would have paid you right on the spot. We come prepared. We come prepared as men.
Did y'all get paid?
We won't offer you $100 for no park out money or nothing, man. We don't do that. We don't get out like that.
Leroy, you didn't get no $500.
Did we get it at the track? When you supposed to mail it to us? 2 months or 2 or 3 months later? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, but now, since you're trying to put me on blast, now, let me ask you a question. All right, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Twisted, man. When you lose, Greg, the race, you pay up right then and there. You don't have to sit there about
Let me ask a question. I'm gonna ask somebody a question. I want you to be quiet for a minute. Now, Bud Nagy.
Yeah.
Bud Nagy, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now listen at this here. We locked a race in Aberdeen, Mississippi. Now, you hear what I'm saying? We locked a race in Aberdeen, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And when the guy in there didn't have the race, all of a sudden he come up with some shit where in Lena that we had the race locked in Lena, but we got the race locked in Aberdeen. You know, that was my whole concern. We didn't lock no race in Lena. We locked the race in Aberdeen, Mississippi.
Lying, Greg. You know you're lying, Carl. We come to agree.
Man, Larry, you wasn't
you
even on the phone, man. You wasn't on the phone. You going there.
The Aberdeen, but like he said that the race in Aberdeen wasn't going to happen. We said, okay, well, we'll do it in Lena then when we come down that way. We transferred everything over to Lena. When we got down there, and I don't understand this here, because of the simple fact he had the guys to call us while we was on the highway and told us to send the punk out money. Now, why would he tell us to send the punk out money if it didn't
work?
Nah,
that was you and Dog shit. That was you and Dog.
No. That ain't who called us on the phone. I'm going to tell you what it was. It was BET.
BET.
BET
called y'all. Yeah, that's what it was.
BET. You know, you were telling us to sell. Well, we're going to send you some punk out money for them.
But, Larry, I don't let it ripple, man. Y'all got paid. Y'all got paid, so that's the end of that.
If you're going to tell it, though, tell the truth, man. You know. Tell the truth, cause I'm gonna tell it like a T.I. is.
Okay, just do it then, man. Tell it.
That's what you did, man. You know
so
you
y'all got
that.
Paid, and that conversation about raising y'all, that
it wasn't.
Ain't nobody never got to bring that conversation up again. That would never happen.
It was not the fact that we got paid, Greg. We got paid through other people.
But Larry, it was a lot of misunderstanding with that whole situation, man.
And we were standing there in front of your face, Greg. You were supposed to gave that to us in. We wasn't supposed to have to wait no 2 or 3 months, man, to get no money from you, man.
2 or 3 months?
That ain't the way drag racing go, man. You're an older guy. It ain't like you was no 13 or 15 or 16-year-old man. You understand? You're an older guy. You know how drag racing going. You even say you class race. You know how this shit go. So why you want to give us a bum deal? We came all the way down there to Fellowship, man. We didn't come down there, man, for that monkey ball-ass shit.
Well, y'all should stay there at home, then.
Tell it like it is, then. You ain't got to tell no lie about it. You gonna tell him that you had it locked in for Aberdeen, but because you thought we wasn't going to make it there, you told BET to tell us to send you the punk out money. Well, what is we sending you punk out money for?
But, Larry, like I just said, it was too many folks involved in that shit. All that shit between BET.
But me, you, Gunnett, and Leroy. That was it. That's how the thing y'all got the tape. I still got the DVD for it. When you and Leroy was talking on that, I still got it.
Let's hear the truth.
The only thing that was involved in that was disloyalty, man. You know, and you didn't show us no respect. That wasn't respectful toward us, man. You know, and that's the reason why we feel like we feel. Because, see, we ain't going to do nobody that way, man. Neither one of us. We ain't going to do nobody that way, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
We got it understood then. You got paid, right?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, well, we through with that.
Let's get
back on friendship. We through with that, Mr. Lance.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. I just want you to know for the near future, because, see, I don't carry no grudges, but I don't like no man to treat me no any kind of way, man, because, first of all, I'd make an ugly-ass woman with lipstick and dress on, you know, but I accepted that because of the simple fact that I got too many other things going on, got too much happening, and so do he. But the point of the matter is that we didn't come down here disloyal and dishonorable to you. You know, so we don't look for you to give us that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a fair exchange ain't no robbery. I don't care where you go, man. Even Steven. You know, and if you had to have a situation and vice versa, we would have walked over there, shook your hand, gave you that punk out money, and tell you, hey, man, we'll be back. And that would have been the end of that because it's the only drag racing. It ain't that serious.
Man, y'all made 10 passes, so you know damn well they tell you right there, y'all really didn't want to race. So I wasn't going to stand up there and talk all night. about this and that and this and that, you know. But we got it understood. Y'all got paid, so that's the end of it, man. I don't really want to talk about it no more.
But you lying, though.
But, lad, we through with that, man.
We
y'all get paid. Yeah, I know. On air, did y'all get paid? Yeah, I know.
We ain't had 10 passes all season. And you talk about we made 10 passes. We made one hit, and we was ready for that ass. You understand what I'm saying? We just couldn't find you. You wasn't nowhere around the toilet stool.
Y'all probably got there too late. That's probably why you couldn't find me.
Hey, Green Crew, we was there by 1 o'clock. What you mean too late?
1 o'clock that morning?
1 o'clock that afternoon.
Man, you a lie. Hell, I didn't get there after 1 o'clock myself.
I said that we was there. I ain't talking about when you got there. I know what time we got there because I'm the one that pulled the trailer.
Okay.
Well, Greg Pruitt,
okay,
with your
man,
bad ass.
You were there, Larry. Larry, you were there, man. Y'all were there.
Two things for you, Greg Pruitt. With that note you got, put some 20s on it. I'll give you the back tie with that motherfucker.
Well, they always say you buy what you want.
February,
so I buy what I want.
February 15th. That next week.
Why don't you just lock that promo car you got in? The car you got. Why don't you just lock that car in? That one
ain't
changed no
car
on either car.
I ain't got that car ready yet.
Okay, then. Well, don't get on here bumming your goddamn gum like you the baddest motherfucker around. You know that thing.
Put your 20s on, you got the back tie.
No, I don't want them problems. I don't want them problems.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. Give me the back tie with that note. And down
you
on
got
your
it.
Ass I go.
Man, you know, I've been trying to lock you in with that shit the whole for 2 months, man. Don't get on here. I've been trying to do that for 2 months.
With that 29 tie, with that 29 tie you got, 29-10-5.
I'm not going to put no 29 on that car, man.
What the hell you want to run me with then, boy?
I'm going to run you with the Nova. You know what the fuck we've been talking about for 2 months?
What size tie you want to run me with on that Nova? What size tie?
The tie that's always run.
What tie that?
That 33?
You crazy as fuck. I'm bring you with that goddamn 33 down with some 20. What the fuck wrong with you, man? Goddamn, Greg.
I'm not finna get on here and bump my gun like I'm finna redo my car. Hell no, I ain't gonna redo it. If I won 28s on, I'd put it on when I built the car.
Goddamn, put 29. You used to run 29s on it. You damn sure did.
But they shut the hell up, man. Just go. Somebody else got their hand up.
Nah, nobody got their hand up.
Bye.
So I thought you was scared, goddammit. Well, we ran another one off the goddamn show tonight.
LCP.
DJ, where you at?
I'm laying in the bushes. What's going on?
You laying in the bushes. You hear Greg through to my room with your goddamn 33 again, my 28.
That's what he always had, but that's what he always had.
Tell him again, DJ.
No,
so he wanted to get on here line.
That motherfucker run 29 too, DJ.
That's a lie. You ain't never seen a 29 on that car.
Yes,
never.
Hell I have.
Not
hell
you haven't. You
yes,
might
have
seen a 31 on. You never seen a 29 on.
I ain't even run that 33. I bet you that.
I'm fault you. I wouldn't do it neither. But, nigga, I've been trying to lock you in the last 2 months to give you the back tie.
I ain't even
really
no call no damn 33. I tell you what, you bad motherfucker. Don't give me no back tie. Just let me crack them ties. You keep your 33s on. Just let me crack them ties, you weak bitch. Let's do that.
This motherfucker.
All I want to do is crack them ties. We're going to be head up.
I can't stand that.
It,
but, nigga,
crack
I cannot
them
stand
ties.
That. I cannot stand that.
You know
that,
them 28?
Nigga.
Them 28, I might knock them. Just let me roll them ties off. That's all I want to do.
I can't stand that.
What the hell wrong with you, man? You got a back hand car, my car.
I tell you what I do. I do that with that big car in the quarter.
I ain't going no. You ain't never see me running a quarter.
If I got to get a goddamn 738 to motherfucking hit, I got to have something.
Who got a 738?
You sound like a fool. Man, get your head. But they gone on with the show, man. Now you think you're my
Greg,
blood pressure, man.
Man, you want everything to be to your way. I thought you
that's
was
every man.
Soldier.
That's every man.
No, hell, I don't. I don't know what
every
to be
man
my
wants
way.
That.
No, hell, they don't.
selling.
Man, I see. So if I put $20 on that car, you give me the back tie.
You put $20 on it, you got the back tie.
I ain't gonna do that.
You put a 29 on it. You put a 29 on it. You give me the back tie.
What's the difference in that 29-33 with the back tie?
Big difference. Big old difference. You know it.
But now you see how your boy done put me on the spot like I'm a bad kid, man. You know I'm a good kid, don't you?
I don't know, Greg. Sometimes I can't tell sometimes.
You've been knowing me how long? 20 years?
It's been a long time.
Okay, then. God damn it. Let's leave it at that.
It's been a long time, homie. But I can tell you like
DJ.
This.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
What you going to do with that 28 tire on your car? What you going to do? Nothing?
And you want to do it what?
See, what you going to do with that 28 tire on
that? What's that thing about me, Greg? Fuck you and them 33s. Get down.
Now you hear that, Button Nate. Now, DJ, you a real man. Now, what you say? Say it again, DJ.
No, I said, you ask me what I do. I don't care nothing about you, Greg, to be honest with you.
See, he's talking about the time. Now, DJ, when you going to have oil pressure?
Won't be long. Be sometime in 2014.
Okay, you goddamn fine,
I tell you what. My race is May the 18th in Montgomery, and I plan to be ready then.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'll run you then.
So what you saying? Your race is in May, me guarantee me you're going to run?
Hey, if I'm there, if the car there, yeah, I'll run.
Okay.
No worries.
But, DJ, you always do what you say you're going to do, though. See, but, nigga, I don't know how you get along. That's scared. It's scared, man. Always talking about a motherfucking tie.
You call what you want to call. I ain't even run out my class like that no more, man. I don't fuck you up one time.
But I'm trying to give you another chance.
I don't fuck you up. You ain't going to keep running out my class, man.
But
hell,
you sure fucked me up that night. I ain't got no lie to tell you, boy. You fucked me dead up that night, but nigga. I said, shit. But nigga been having problems like a motherfucker. He ain't finna do nothing. That bitch went right out there to my ass. That's all good, though. I get this again.
Keep fucking with you out there. Nope. That track like that, too, you know, I can't put my power down from that. That track ain't prepped for small time like that.
Mm-hmm. Montgomery got a good track.
I'm going to keep fucking with you, Greg. When that other car come out, when I bring the other car, you'll see it. It won't be long.
That's the car I want. I want the other car. Fuck that Mustang. I want the other car.
Well, hell, I ain't got my motor now yet. They got deals in there right now. All right. Trying to try something new. Mm-hmm. It'll be down there. Come on down up there. I call you tomorrow. We lock that bitch in February 15th. What you want to do?
I'm putting no 29s on my damn car. So I didn't wreck that motherfucker. I wrecked the one.
No, we ain't talking about no fucking 29, motherfucker.
You was going to the bathroom.
You bring that Trans Am. We're going to put them damn 16, them 17s on that bitch. We're going to show you something.
When, but next? Can we do that? Can we do that before y'all go run the damn 29 class?
I ain't ready to 29 class yet. They ain't going to be the end of February.
Okay, we'll get together, but next. We in Alabama. We ain't got to put all our bidding on the phone like that. We're going to get it, y'all.
What the hell is it? I hear you. All right, Greg. DJ, we're going to get ready to shut it down at 10 o'clock. I got a big little mama.
All right.
Got in the final thought.
Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. For all y'all that don't know, it's the Grudge Inc. Banquet this weekend, this Saturday, in Atlanta, Georgia. Try to make it if you can.
If you want to know how to get there, go to grudgeinc.us. Grudgeinc.us.
Come on in.
$20 admission.
$20, that's it.
Meal and everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yes.
All right,
With that being said, we're going to end it tonight. I appreciate all my fans and all my listeners. I appreciate all y'all's support. I hope
you
all
forgot about your haters, but nigga.
Fuck them haters. Hey, I'm going to tell them haters. Willie Litt got y'all on y'all job, goddammit. For the one that don't know who that is, look up Willie Litt tonight on Google him. Go to Google and look him up. Y'all find out who he
dumb
is. Yeah, clearly
dumb hater.
He gonna turn the goddamn light skin Negroes and get the dark skin Negroes. I'd be damned if he didn't do it. That was back in 1700 and something. He was standing up. Look it up. With that being said, y'all have a good night.